I'm a counselor. I've been doing that for a good 5 years, working in community mental health and then working in private practice myself. Why I started the foundation is I've worked at the Hope Center, I've worked at Mind Springs, and I think they are amazing places that our community should be lucky to have. But what I see is that when people need help, they have a place to call, but it takes a lot of courage to be able to make that call. On a personal note, I've made a call myself, not in crisis, to find a therapist. And I know what it feels like to leave yourself open to other people, to somebody you have no idea. Do you trust them? Do you not trust them? How much does it cost? Can you afford it? All those questions ring through your mind. If I were having a baby, if I had a broken leg, I wouldn't hesitate 1 second to call, you know, a gynecologist to figure out which one was the right fit, or I wouldn't hesitate to call the doctor when I'm having a medical problem. But when it comes to mental health, I've hesitated myself. I've questioned, what is it that I can do myself that I don't need help from somebody else? So there's all this great help in this valley, but the foundation was put in place to connect the resources so that people can see what is available, and to have a website base so they can see it for themselves.
So kind of like a clearinghouse, a way to see information about services here in the valley so people aren't searching on their own. They can say, I know exactly where to go. I'm having a hard time.
I haven't used that word before, but yes, exactly like that. We have an all-Valley mental health professionals meeting that meets like every 3-4 months. And every single time, I missed the last one, but every time I go, I learn something new that is provided in this valley, whether it's a support group, something else that's just on the go to help support mental health in the valley. And I am like stunned by all the information that's available there. And I'm a therapist. I'm not even a consumer. So as a consumer, how do I figure out this information in the first place? And so here's another place, the website people can go to. We're not providing services. We're not meant to take the place of anything that already exists. We're meant to bring everybody together. I don't know if that will help change the statistics in this valley. I hope that it will. I can see from my own personal experience that if I had a website or when I was Googling different therapists, that made the difference in me being able to make that executive decision and just say, let's do this.
Christina, thanks for coming in, taking the time to talk.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.